Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. 8 minutes after 3 o'clock, and we are going to begin today with some pending legislation in Harrisburg that I think many of you are going to be interested in. On the line with us right now as we start the Frank Andrews Show is Pennsylvania Senator Mike Fulmer. Senator, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, the first thing I have to do before we get to the legislation is I have to say thank you, because I have a little girl with hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy, and she takes approved medical marijuana CBD oil every day. Thanks for being behind that, Senator.
Well, I was honored to do that, and it was a great team effort by a lot of grassroots folks, and it was... I'm honored. Thank you.
Well, you know, I mean, I know your background, and I know you. A lot of your legislation is very, very big on helping families. So, and I want our audience to know that. And again, I want to say thank you for that, for what you do for foster families and everything else. But now let's get into this legislation you proposed. It's called informed consent. What is it?
Well, informed consent, basically, there would be a criteria before a person or a parent has their children vaccinated, and to let them know what's inside those vaccinations, what the ingredients and what would be the possible side effects and things of that nature. We're not banning vaccinations. We're not saying that. I'm just saying that we have a right to know, because there's nothing more intrusive than someone sticking a needle into you. And when you study the history of vaccinations, I mean, back in 1953, the CDC recommended four vaccines, 16 doses of four vaccines, from ages between 2 months and age six. By 1983, it was seven vaccines of 23 doses each between 2 months and age six. By 2013, we were up to 14 vaccines of 49 doses each from day of birth to age six, and then 69 doses of 16 vaccines between day of birth and age 18.
So now, Senator, you know, we have on this program every once in a while got into a big debate about the flu vaccine. So this this would not say you have to have it. This would say they have to tell you what the risks are, right?
Right, or in my case, I got the flu vaccine and it didn't work.
Me too. I just got the flu.
Yeah,
I 3 years ago, I took the flu vaccine and got the worst flu ever, so I don't take it anymore.
Well, I'm not doing it anymore. My cancer doctor won, because they always say that, you know, your immune system's down. I drink raw milk and eat better.
Now, Senator, you also are introducing the resolution calling on Congress to repeal the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. Can you explain that, sir?
Well, here's what happened. Back in 1986, there were so many lawsuits being filed against Big Pharma on vaccination damages. And I'm trying to have this information in front of me here. I thought I had that there. Hold one second.
Take your time.
Anyway, yes. So, in 1986, vaccine manufacturers became not liable for harm caused by their products in the U.S. And since that time, U.S. taxpayers have paid over $3.2 billion in awards to victims of vaccine injury through the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program.
Okay. Now, Senator, the question that I have, you know, reading your news release and talking to you, as soon as you use the phrase big pharma, are you going to run into a lot of opposition to this? Do you think this is going to be a tough uphill battle?
Yeah, as medical marijuana was, too. Look, I got to be careful, and I admit that. Modern medicine has brought us many great things. I'm not denying that. My question is this, and I'm on this search of truth here. And what I'm trying to find out is this. I've met literally hundreds of little children, parents and their little children, that told me, and virtually all their stories were the same over the past year and a half before I even wrote the legislation. And their stories were all the same. Before this vaccine, my child was on schedule, was doing well, and then afterwards, bam. And now they're with the child that is suffering from major portions of autism, and that's the other question we have to ask ourselves. We have a rising autism population, and it's more than just because we're diagnosing it and we're calling more things autism. I'm talking about the severe autism.
Now, Senator, what happens next to this legislation? You've introduced it. Does it go into
I'm in the co-prime. I just released the co-prime sponsorship. So I'm looking for sponsors to help me. I'm going to begin the education journey. And there's a grassroots group that's helping me with that. And then we will begin this education journey. I think we wrote a pretty strong bill, knowing that maybe we need to I'd be willing to sit down and talk with folks. My goal here is to make sure that number one, people's liberty of conscience. For instance, there are segments out there that of folks who believe religiously that they should not have vaccines, and I don't want anything happening to them. Number two, I want to make sure that parents know, and they have a right to know because it's their child. That what's being put in their body, or they could choose their own schedule. In other words, instead of having the MMR, why not allow them to have the measles vaccine, then go to the mump one, then go to the rubella one.
Now, Senator, before I let you go, and I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day, do you see any effect on Pennsylvania with the Attorney General, you know, ending this legal pot policy from the Obama administration, basically opening the door, you know, for prosecution?
I'm hoping not, but here's what I just did, and my language was very strong. And I'm going to tell you the same thing, Frank. I'll be frank with you, Frank.
Okay.
I'll talk about that. This is stupid. This is just dumb. And on top of it all, it's just cruel. And what I mean by that is this. Why am I saying that it's cruel? I met in that 2.5-year journey on getting the medical cannabis bill done and acted into law, thousands of patients, and all they were looking for was a safe access to this medicine without fear of prosecution, without fear of breaking the law. And then you have the head law enforcement guy in the country, you know, rallying his swords, which will just cause... I just talked to a couple of the moms, not more than 2 hours ago, and one of them was in tears. Do you think this? I said, I don't think anything's going to happen. I'm hoping not, but it's for even doing it. It's just cruel. I mean, if he wasn't really serious about this, then it's really cruel. But it would be even worse if he is serious about it, because why would you over 70 most of the medication that folks are going to be taking for medical cannabis purposes is going to be non-psychotropic, like 70%. So this is just dumb.
Well, you know, no, I understand. When I first saw this come across the wires, my first reaction was, there are so many more important things for the Attorney General to be focusing on.
Oh, yeah.
Why this?
You know, how about the heroin epidemic? How about, you know, human trafficking? I mean, this is dumb.
You know, it was like one day down in Harrisburg, everybody was debating something, and I said, well, guess what? They're now having a big debate about what the official salamander is for the state. It was like, come on, get on with something else. It's the same thing here. Well, Senator, people are texting saying, thank you, you're a true American patriot. Thank you for this information. And so I think your informed consent bill has got a lot of support. Thank you for taking time to talk to us, sir.
Well, Frank, thank you for having me on, and keep up the good work, and keep people informed.
All right. God bless you. Thank you, Senator Mike Fulmer from Lebanon Dauphin County.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.